questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning we have got Neera Jane in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm doing great today.
Hey, it's awesome to talk to you. You are a doctoral candidate at the University of Auckland in the Faculty of Education and Social Work. And what are we talking to you about this morning?
Yeah, so we're talking about my research, which looks at the experiences of students with disabilities in medicine and what their schools are doing to make sure they have everything they need to study just like every other student.
So that's students with disabilities who are studying medicine at like university or at some sort of medical school or something like that. Okay,
yeah,
that's so really interesting.
Studying to be doctors.
So did you find, or have you found as you've been doing this research, that there are like pre-existing prejudices or barriers that are limiting those students' abilities?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the main finding of my research, is that ideas about disabled people as unable, that kind of pre-existing implicit bias really frames what happens for students. And against that, the idea that physicians are superhumans. So there's kind of a gap that they're working there to study and to even get a chance to study.
Yeah, that's really interesting. What are some of these sort of like barriers? Is it to do with just like accessibility in terms of, you know, physical spaces, or is it to do with more than that, like the way the courses are structured?
Yeah, it's both. So physical spaces, you know, if you imagine a doctor's office, even things like the exam table that a patient gets on is not always height adjustable.
Right.
But also things like the schedule for students. Here in New Zealand, you have to go to school full time, and oftentimes that's not a great match for students.
Yeah, and it must be important as well to have people who have experience with disabilities as well to be working in the medical health sector, because how much more empathetic could you be, I guess, as a doctor or a practitioner as well?
Yeah, that's a big kind of push in terms of why we need to be more inclusive in medical education. We know that health experiences for disabled people, first of all, disabled people use medical services even more than any other person, and their experiences are not great. There's real inequities in healthcare for disabled people. And so there was a recent article in Australia where the title of it was A Doctor Who Really Knows, and I think that really captures the idea of why this is so important.
Absolutely. It is. It's kind of, I think, one of those things that once you start to scratch the surface, there must be so much going on that people who are able-bodied or who don't have to, work around or work with disabilities don't even realise is happening or is a barrier within medical health services. Some of the research I see you've done has kind of been conducted in America.
Yeah.
How does that apply to New Zealand then?
Yeah.
Does it? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know yet, because there's not really been that much research done in New Zealand about training experiences. But I suspect from the little that I do know that it is quite similar, if not even more challenging. Because in the United States, you've got the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is a piece of legislation that allows people to sue. And I know people always say, you know, litigious society, the US, but when it comes to disability, I think that's really helped people to push inclusion along. Whereas here in New Zealand, we've got the Human Rights Act, which technically provides similar protections, but the teeth of that law is, it really hasn't pushed things as far.
Yeah. How did you get interested in this area of research?
Yeah, so I became really passionate about disability inclusion in graduate school when I did my master's, really for the reason you mentioned earlier. When you start looking at the world and realizing how much it's designed for a kind of assumed normal person, quote unquote, you start to realize how unjust that is. So I started working in universities with students in the health sciences, and what a place, I mean, I think of it as kind of the belly of the beast, mm-hmm. Where that really comes to the fore,
right.
In the medical profession, in nursing, pharmacy, all those areas. So that really sparked my passion.
Going back to what you were saying about the kind of like litigious society or whatever, you know, is that something you would like to see New Zealand moving into? Or do you think that we just need a different kind of, I guess, line in the sand to say, here, yeah, this is actually where we stop. This is, we can't have this kind of prejudice or discrimination, or we can't have anything that people can, you know, there's no fail safes for people out there. What would you like to see change with that?
I think it's tricky because, you know, there's a movement right now in New Zealand to get an accessibility act like the ADA.
Yeah.
And that would give people, hopefully, the idea is that would give people more teeth to yeah. really legislate, to push people further. But I see, you know, my research is in the United States, and I see that only gets you so far.
Right.
And what we really need is culture change and idea change which I think comes from the heart.
Totally.
Which yeah. I know that Kiwis are really, really, that's where Kiwis come from, is like, what's the right thing to do? Mm. So what I'd really like is for people to start from there and to say, what can we do differently? What do we need from doctors? Mm-hmm. And does our training program really reflect that? And what's getting in the way of that happening?
Do you think we need more sort of public awareness around this then?
Absolutely. I'm really hoping that myself or some other folks can do some research here in New Zealand to look into it further. The little bit that I've heard is that it's really challenging, and so I think some good data could help us to really push things further in New Zealand.
Absolutely. So what's next for you in your doctorate? Where are you at the moment? Are you frantically writing, or where is it?
Yeah, I'm right at the end. So I'm hoping to submit in May. So I'm just writing 24/7 and then hoping to really bring these ideas out into the world more.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us this morning. It's such an interesting topic and, as you're saying, incredibly important as well. A conversation that we're probably only just starting here in New Zealand, if not, you know, globally as well. It's definitely a lot of work to do there. Neera Jain, thank you for coming and speaking to us this morning.
Thanks so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
It